Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, July 11th, and we are looking at a sea of red this morning.
A sea of red is right. The main headline, and you really can't miss it, is that the trade war rhetoric is back, and it's back with a vengeance.
It certainly is. President Trump has unleashed a new wave of tariff announcements, and the market is not happy about it. What are the specifics?
Well, the big one grabbing attention is a 35% tariff on all Canadian imports, set to kick in on August 1st. That's a significant jump.
35%? Wow. And it doesn't stop there, does it?
Not at all. In an interview, he also stated that most other trading partners will face tariffs somewhere in the 15 to 20% range, and that the EU should be expecting a, quote, tariff letter later today.
A tariff letter? Sounds ominous. And all this is sending futures tumbling. S&P 500 futures are down about 35 points, pointing to a drop of over 0.5% at the open.
Exactly. It's a classic risk-off move. But here's the interesting part. While stocks are pointing down, Treasury yields are actually ticking up. The 10-year yield is up 4 basis points to 4.39%.
Wait, that feels counterintuitive. Usually in a risk-off scenario, money rushes into bonds and pushes yields down. What's your take on that?
It's a great question. It suggests the market is wrestling with two things. On one hand, you have the flight to safety impulse. On the other, tariffs are inherently inflationary. The market might be pricing in higher inflation down the road because of these new costs, which is keeping a floor under yields for now. It's a real tug of war.
I see. So how are the overseas markets digesting this news?
Europe is following our lead, with major indices like the German DAX and French K down about 1%. They also got some weak UK GDP data, which is increasing talk of a rate cut from the Bank of England. Asia was more mixed before the brunt of the news hit, but the sentiment is definitely souring globally.
Got it. Now, in a risk-off environment, you'd expect to see a flight to safety in commodities. Are we seeing that?
Absolutely. Gold is the standout. It's up over $34, surging past $3,300 an ounce. That is a textbook fear trade. Silver is also up sharply. Conversely, Dr. Copper, which is sensitive to global growth, is in the red.
Okay, let's pivot to some company-specific stories. Despite the gloomy macro picture, there are always some winners. Levi's is practically jumping off the page.
Oh, Levi's is the star of the morning, no question. They beat earnings expectations, raised their guidance for the full year, A&D announced a dividend hike. The stock is gapping up over 6%. It's a huge sign of strength and suggests their consumer is still spending.
That's fantastic for them. Any other notable movers?
Definitely. AeroVironment is up about 3% after reports that the Department of Defense is fast-tracking drone production. On the downside, homebuilder Toll Brothers is slipping a bit after naming a new CFO.
And speaking of downside, there are some big pre-market losers. What's catching your eye?
Milestone Pharmaceuticals, or MIST, is getting hammered, down about 15%. And Civista Bank Shares, ticker CIVB, is down 10% after pricing a stock offering. It shows that in this market, any company-specific bad news is getting punished severely.
So a lot of analyst activity today as well. What are some of the key upgrades or downgrades traders should be aware of?
Wedbush seems to be betting on a return to the movies, upgrading both AMC and Cinemark to outperform. But on the other side of the coin, UBS downgraded the big lithium producer Albemarle to sell, and B of A Securities downgraded Expeditors. It's a very mixed bag, really showing a lot of churning under the surface.
So looking ahead to the session today, what's the key catalyst or data point everyone will be watching?
The main scheduled event is the Treasury budget for June, out at 2 p.m. Eastern. But honestly, the focus will be on headlines. Traders will be glued to their screens for any more comments on tariffs or geopolitics.
And what about key technical levels? Where does the market need to hold?
For the S&P 500 ETF, the SPY, the key levels are pretty clear. Support is right around 621, and resistance is near 624. A break below 621 could open the door for more selling, while holding that level could give the bulls some confidence to buy this dip.
All right, so to wrap it all up, what's your final thought for traders heading into the opening bell?
Look, the narrative today is simple. It's all about trade fears. The market is starting on the back foot. The key is to watch if the early selling accelerates, or if buyers step in at those key technical levels we just mentioned. Watch gold and the VIX for your fear gauges. The first hour of trading will be critical to see if this is just a knee-jerk reaction or the start of a more sustained pullback. stay nimble.
Excellent advice. A volatile open is almost guaranteed. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.